Today's Mishnayos is Masechet Shviyos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, and Perek Gimel Mishnah Yod. So today's Mishnayos is a continuation of the previous Mishnayos, which is discussing halachos that the Chachamim said one is not allowed to do on Shemitah, not because it's Melacha, but because it gives off the appearance that subsequent to what you're doing now, you're going to begin to work. One of the things the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to remove stones from a field on Shemitah. But we saw that there are certain stones that you are allowed to remove. What does it depend on? Again, if it looks like you're removing them to prepare the ground for work, then it's a problem. If it doesn't give off that appearance, then it's not going to be an issue. So says the Mishnah, Avnei Kasef, large stones, literally stones that a person carries on his shoulder. Boys, mikol makom, that halacha is, you're allowed to remove them on Shemitah, you're allowed to remove them from any field, there's not a problem. And the reason that you're allowed to do it is because stones like this were used usually for building. So when you remove those stones, it doesn't look like you're removing them to clear the ground, but rather it looks like you're taking these stones because you're going to build something, you're going to need it for construction. As a result, it's going to be okay. Another case, v'hakablon, somebody that works for somebody else, everyone knows that he's in this geschäft, he's in this business, that's what he does, he's someone that is a builder, maybe mikol makom, he's always allowed to remove stones on Shviyas. Because when he takes stones, everyone knows why he's taking it. He's taking it because this is what he does for a living. As a result, it's not going to be a problem. So the Mishnah gives two examples of when a person's allowed to move stones on Shemitah. Number one, avnei kasev, large stones. And number two, if somebody's a worker, he's a kaplan. Says the Mishnah, v'eloin avnei kasev. What is the definition of avnei kasev? What does it mean? Says the Mishnah, kol she'eni yochayla lihinotel ba'achas ya. Any stone that a person can pick up with one hand is considered avnei kasev. That's considered a big stone. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir holds. Rabbi Yosi says avnei kasev kishmat. Now you want to know what avnei kasev is? It's what the word kasev means. Kol she'eni toloi shtayim sholosh ala kasev. What it means is it's something that people carry on their shoulder. Meaning, even if you can carry two or three at a time, that's what shtayim v'sholosh means. It doesn't matter. If it's something that people typically carry on their shoulder, that's considered avnei kasev. Avnei kasev is significant because even though Chazal said you're not allowed to remove stones from a field on Shemitah, but avnei kasev is something that you would be allowed to remove. Mishnah Yud.
If somebody's building a fence during the Shemitah year between his field and between the Rishus HaRabim, Mutter Lahamik Adasela.
He's allowed to build a fence, that's obvious. But not just that, he's also allowed to dig a little bit of a ditch where the fence is going to be. So like this, he can put a proper foundation in so that like this, the fence is going to stand. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is he's digging on Shemitah. Digging on Shemitah, from an optics perspective, is definitely something that you could hear would be a problem. Digging looks like you're plowing, looks like you're working in the field. You would think it would be an issue. Says the Mishnah, it's mutter. So if someone's building a fence between his field and between the Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. Not only is it okay, you're also allowed to dig a ditch up until the cellar. Now, the Rav says that you see from here that it's only true if you're building a fence between your Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like if it was between your field, let's say, and your friend's field, then it would be an issue. What's the difference? So says the Rav, the difference is that if you're going to build a fence between your field and your friend's field, and you're going to dig a ditch inside your field, there's a chashash that after you dig it, you may be mimlach, you're going to change your mind, vizarale, you're going to end up planting, which is something you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. However, between your field and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's no chashash that that's what's going to happen, because nobody would plant so close to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So in that case, it's going to be mutter. In other words, the Mishnah is really saying a double chiddush. Number one, the Mishnah is saying you're allowed to dig inside a field if you're doing it for the purpose of building a fence, and we're not worried about the Maris Ayin component, that it looks a little bit like maybe you're digging because you want to work the field. Number two, we're also not concerned that you're going to be mimlach, that after you dig, you're going to change your mind, and you're going to say, you know what, I have this ditch over here, why am I building a fence? Let me plant. That second chiddush, says the Rav, is really only true because it's between your field and a Rosh Hashanah. But if it was between your field and your friend's field, really this halacha would be a problem simply because of the second reason, because of the fact that we're concerned dim l'malach, says the Mishnah, mat yaseh ba'afar. So the Mishnah says, what should you do now with the offer? So you're building a fence, it's between your field and the Rosh Hashanah. You just dug a little bit of a ditch, now you have all the dirt. What are you supposed to do? Now ordinarily, what would you do with the dirt? You'd probably put it in your field. But for you to take the dirt and put it in your field is a problem. Why? Because it's Shemitah. And again, it's giving off the appearance like you're working in your field on Shemitah. So what should you do? So the Mishnah says, you should
pile it up in the Rishus HaRabim, leave it there as you're working the field, and then afterwards clean up the Rishus HaRabim. Divi Rabbi Yeshua. Midi, you can't put it in your field. What you should do is you should put it in the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Kiva said, no. Kederach she'im mekalku in Rishus HaRabim, he says a person is not allowed to just go ahead and take his dirt and throw it into the Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim is not yours. And if it's not yours, it's not something that you're allowed to do. So he said that you're not allowed to go and be mekalkel a Rishus HaRabim. Now Rabbi Akiva's lashon was that kederech she'in mekalkel in the Rishus HaRabim, kach lo yisaknu. And what Rabbi Akiva is adding, says the Rav, is that a person is never allowed to manipulate the Rishus HaRabim. So you can't be mekalkalit, which is what Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishnah is saying you should do. You can't take offer from your field and put it into the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Akiva added, kach lo yisaknu, you can't even be mesakin the Rishus HaRabim. You can't decide that you're going to start gathering all the different rocks inside the Rishus HaRabim. The point is, Rabbi Akiva holds Rishus HaRabim, hands off. And as a result, that's not going to be an option. Okay, it's a mayasav offer. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what should you do? Rabbi Yeshua says put it in the Rishus HaRabim, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't let you do that. And by the way, even Rabbi Yeshua says soivrei b'Rishus HaRabim and then umasakna, get rid of it. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't even let you do that. He doesn't let you leave it there even for a temporary period of time. So what should you do? So says Rabbi Akiva, soivrei b'toich sadeo, you should pile it up in your field, kiderech ha-mezablim, the way the fertilizers were allowed to pile the fertilizer inside their field. So we come full circle. This is the last Mishnah of Paragimel, and it brings us back really to the beginning of Paragimel, where we discussed if someone has Zevel and he has fertilizer, and you're not allowed to fertilize your field on Shviyah, so what should you do with all the fertilizer? So Chazal said, in certain instances, you're allowed to put it in your field. You can make three very large piles. So says Rabbi Akiva, you want to know what to do with this offer. You can't just lay it out on your field. Can't put it in the Rishus HaRabim, because you can't be Makalkal Rishus HaRabim. So what should you do? You should pile it up in the way that the Chachamim allowed the Mezavlim to pile up Zevel inside their field. The same is true for Hachayfer, someone that digs a bar, a siach, and a ma'ara, meaning even not during the Shemitah year. Rav says, B'shar Yemois Hashana. We're going to have the same exact machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if someone's digging a ditch, that loch is if you want for a short period of time, you could have offer in the Rishus HaRabim as long as you're mesakne later. Rabbi Akiva says, Chas v'shalom. Kiderech shein mekalkul Rishus HaRabim, kach lo yisakenu. A person's not allowed to keep anything in Rishus HaRabim, even for a temporary period of time. And Hadran Allah, the third perek of Masechta Shviyos.